Hello and welcome
to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis.
Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, hi and welcome everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, your host for the next hour and a half. And this is Spiritual Connections on the Thursday show, and welcome. I suppose I better first start telling you all about the clocks changing, because I know it's important. And if you are listening in the UK, it'll be even more important to you, because our clocks change over this Sunday. We go back an hour. So actually this show next week will be of the slightly earlier time. And also the Sunday show, which is the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, will be an hour earlier just in the UK. So in the USA, your times will stay the same. But over here in the UK, then we'll just be on 1 hour earlier. Well, as you heard in the intro there, today is a show where I'm here. I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you in your development. I'm here to answer any questions that you want to ask me. Or even here just to give you your readings. But I know on a Thursday I normally would play a song before I start. I'm going to do that in just a few minutes, because I find that, you know, music really does help me to relax and change the modes from being a builder to being a medium. And that's one thing that helps me to do that, to change that mode, is playing a nice bit of music that I enjoy, and I hope that you're going to enjoy this little piece here tonight. But first of all, I want to congratulate my guest last week, Margaret Challenger, because I know Margaret stepped in for me last week as I was busy doing a charity night. I was off down in Nayland doing an evening of mediumship, and I know that was a very successful night. We raised over £1,300. For the charity, which was absolutely fantastic, and was an honour to be asked, and was an honour to do that show there for that charity, and that was for LATCH and the Welsh Children's Cancer of Wales. So, you know, I hope that money gets used very wisely, and it was an honour and a privilege to do that there for them. You know, there was no rest of the wicked, because on the Friday I was back out again doing a demonstration. And on the Saturday, doing another radio show, and Sunday, I was right back here in this seat doing the show on MikeSpirit.fm. So it's been a busy time, but it's the way I kind of like it. I enjoy it. You know, it's been a busy week this week as well. Tuesday, I was doing another demonstration in a spiritualist church, which I love working in the spiritualist church, and I think that you know, I will always keep my work going off in the spiritualist churches. Yesterday, I was doing another demonstration in up in the valleys, up by myself, up in Tredegar. I want to say a big thank you to those that came along. A jam-packed night. There was people. I think there was more people than chairs, to be honest. So I think there was sat on the tables. I know there's a few sat on pool tables. This was an enjoyable night, and I want to say thank you to each and every one of those that was there and came along to watch this demonstration. Well, let's get on with today's show. Let me play this piece of music here for you, something that I enjoy, something that helps to relax me, and I hope that you'll find some relaxation within this song, and here we go.
No, I can't take one more step towards you, 'cause all that's waiting is regret. Don't you know I'm not your ghost anymore? You lost the love I love the most. I learned to live half a life. Now you want me one more time. And who do you think you are? Running around leaving stars, collecting your jar. Gonna catch a cold from the ice inside your soul, so don't come back for me. Who do you think you are? I hear you're asking all around if I am anywhere to be found.
Welcome back. We've just tuned in. Hello and welcome you to Spiritual Connections with me, your host, Mike Davis. I must say, I've just had an absolute shock. I was just in the chat room just before the show started, and it was just myself and my producer in the chat room. And just logged on now, and there's 13 of you in the chat room. So, welcome to each and every one of you. It's always a pleasure to be here with you. It's always nice to see the chat room and to see lots of love in the chat room. And, you know, I love lots of love. So keep posting in the chat room. It's absolutely amazing. So before we go into doing my first reading or the first question, whatever it is, I know that we have to go to a short commercial break in just a few seconds. But before I do, let me give you some numbers that you need to call in on if you want to call into the show today. Remembering it's not just for a reading, it's for advice, whether it be on spiritual. Well, actually, it only have to be spiritual. There's no good asking me for your advice on relationships, because I don't think I would be your best man for that. But you know, if you want to call into the show, The numbers you need to call in on is 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside of the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me hearties! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
And that ad there was for the Captain Quincy show. And, you know, you'll catch the Captain Quincy show half hour after this show ends. I must say, I always look forward to the Captain coming into the studio. I know he wasn't here last week. I know that there was a challenge set out for the Captain last week. And I'm sure that I know the Captain has accepted that challenge straight on, because I know that it's going to be mentioned in his show. So, you know, please do tune in or stay tuned, because I'm sure that you'll all hear about that challenge. Well, again, welcome to everyone. I'm going to go to the phone lines here. I believe that we have, is it Grala Dan? No, I'm seeing her completely wrong. Grala Linda, is that right? Are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry, I had you on mute.
I've said it completely wrong as well. What was it, Grala?
That's okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What was the reason that you rang in for?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I just wanted to have a question for you. I wanted to know what you saw for me in relationship, and if anybody was coming through to give me any advice with this particular person that I just met or kind of meeting. I was wondering about that.
Give me a second. I'll make my link to this for a little bit. Before I do that, have you got your computer on as well?
I'm sorry?
Have you got your computer on by the side of your phone?
Oh, yes. One second.
Can I ask you just to turn that down? Because I'm getting terrible feedback there from that. So if you don't mind, if you can turn that down, I would be ever so grateful there.
Is that better?
There we are. That's much better. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. One second, because... Yeah, instantly, I know I've got a lady that communicates here with me from the spirit world, okay, and I know that this lady would connect there with you. I believe that she would be in your mum's side, your family, when she was here with us. I want to see to you that she could be like mum or grandmum straight away, because I know that she puts her arms around me as like a mother or a grandmother would.
But yeah, that's my grandma.
And if I said to you, when your grandmother, before she passed home to the spirit world, that she must have been quite ill prior to her passing. I'm aware that she suffered. She would have complained quite a lot before she passed. I'm certainly aware to say to you that her body gave one along before that she ever would have wanted it to. Does that make sense there to you?
Yes, it does. It does make sense. That's correct.
Because this is the lady that I have here with me. Okay. And you know, I'm asking the same question that you just asked me about your relationship, and is this something new? Is it which? I feel comfortable of where you are. Is all right.
Can you repeat it, please?
At the moment, that you feel quite comfortable of where you are in your life at the moment. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, I know as well that she tells me here that it's like you've been asking for this to come into your life, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
And now it's here. It's like you don't know what to do with it.
Yes, well, I'm hoping it'll progress. Yes, and I'm just. I don't know if I'm being too impatient with this particular person, or if this is the right one, and it's eventually going to go somewhere. So I don't know.
Okay, well, I'm not going to predict your future, okay, because that's one thing I'm not going to do, okay, but because I can't, okay, I can only tell you exactly what the spirit world has to say here to me. But I know that she says to me that you feel content to where you are in your life at the moment, particularly with this relationship. You feel quite comfortable. You feel happy. And I do believe, I want to say to you, you know, that it is new. I would say it's been maybe the last few, I want to say few weeks. So you've only been together maybe the last few weeks. Is that right?
Well, the last we kind of spoke barely, and we asked him out to coffee was about 2 weeks ago, but we haven't really progressed anything yet. So not quite.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that I'm aware to say that you. So if it's only now that you've gone for coffee or whatever it is, but you know it's now starting to build. Okay, because she talks to me about it's progressing, it's getting stronger. Now I know if I look back over your life there. That it's been difficult, doesn't it? I know that's particularly to do with relationships. I believe that it's been kind of that you've had your heart broken on more than one occasion. Is that right?
Yes, you're 100% right.
And if I say to you that you kind of don't trust, maybe not other people, but yourself, you're not sure, you kind of don't trust your own judgment anymore. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Because she says to me, it's like as if you're not trusting yourself, you're not trusting your judgments here. And she wants me to put your mind at ease and say that you know, if it's meant to be, it will be, okay? And I know I need to say that you, instead of prolonging things, then we need to get on with it, okay? So I know I want to say that you know, start to learn to trust yourself, start to understand yourself, start to go with your inner feelings, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you. Does that make sense to you?
That makes sense.
Good. Okay. Because I know that's what I want to put in your life here. Okay. There's also a gentleman that makes his link here with me. Okay. And I believe that this one is very much closer to you than your grandmother was when she was here with us. Now, I don't know exactly who he is yet right now, but that doesn't matter. Because I know that he's with us. Now, I'm going to describe him there to you because he tells me straight away that he passed very suddenly home to the spirit world. Because I know that his passing was very quick. I know that he went straight home to the spirit world within an instant because he tells me his passing was very quick. I believe that I want to say to you is the heart that took this man home to the spirit world, because I know I want to settle around where my heart is at the minute. So I know that it's like a heart condition that took him home to the spirit world. Now, if this is your dad, then, okay, your dad was quite nicely rounded in his features there, wasn't he?
I don't remember him because I moved away from him when I was really young. So I was about 3 or 4, so I don't have any pictures of him.
Okay. Well, I believe, that, as I said, that he's closer to you than your grandmother, so this would be like your dad, okay, which is fine, okay, because I know I've got him just linking you with me, and he makes you aware that his past was very quick, very sudden. Now, I know that as your dad is linking there with you from the spirit world, that he wants me to say to you that, you know, you're not alone in this life, okay? He and there's quite a host of other people in the spirit world want you to know that they're very close around your life at the moment, okay? Stop thinking that you're kind of not worthy, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? That you feel as if you're not worthy sometimes, is that right?
Yeah.
And, you know, if I could... Especially to the two who believe that, well, it's never going to happen for me anyway. And that's why you're asking this question. Is this one that you're with right now, or are you going into this relationship? Is this going to be the right one? Because I know that you haven't had much luck since your heart has been broken.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. See, and I know that he wants me to say that you, that he's by the side of you, okay, and he doesn't want your heart to be broken no more. So you must go with what you feel is right. And I do believe that this relationship is quite right there for you right now. I know I want to say to you, it's happy, it's content. So I have to say that you go with it, okay, because it feels quite nice to me. Okay, does that make sense, did you?
That's right. Should I push this or should I just let it go naturally, I guess? Naturally, I just answered my own question. So I let it go naturally.
Well, I'd let it go naturally myself, okay? Because the more we... Now, this is not from the spirit world. This is from me, personally, myself. Whenever I've pushed things, it never goes right, okay? But if it goes naturally, it always kind of just clicks into place. And that's not just in a relationship. That's all areas of my life, okay? If you let it grow naturally, then it will be perfect. The minute we start pushing it, then it never becomes right. I hope that makes sense to you.
It does make sense. My dad, I have a question, because sometimes, ever since I was young, I always felt like I felt spirits and things around me, but I think I always kind of try to shut that down. Is there any particular way I will know when my dad is around me, or is there anything that he sends or smell or anything at all? Or
okay. As you're asking me that question, I'm relating it back to him. And he says to me that you know of when he's close with you because you get a shiver that goes down the one side of your spine, and then it kind of comes around the side, around to your stomach. So like a shiver comes down your spine and it curls around. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, I think that makes sense, yes.
Well, know when this happens, that your dad is there with you, because he tells me it comes down your spine, it kind of curls around to the front part of your tummy here, because I believe that he just wants to rub his finger down your back and around the side there. And that's his way of saying to you, look, I'm around your vibration, okay? He understands where you are, and he just wants you to know that he's very, very, very close to you. Always has been and always will be, okay? Does that help you a bit there?
It does, because this is my only way of ever speaking to him, because I didn't get the chance to growing up, and I think that's why I've had bad relationships. So now that I have that little bit of connection, if for some reason it helps, you know, that he's proud of me, I think he is, you know, that he loves me. So it soothes me in some way, makes me some way realize that I can do better and deserve more than I've been giving myself and settling for. So it helps
definitely.
A lot.
I know that he tells me, okay, that he only wants happiness there for you, okay, and that's what he wants to bring through there for you, because, see, he wants you to go a step further now. You know what I said to you, that you had your heart broken on more than one occasion?
Okay? Yes.
The last time that you had your heart broken, was this some kind of physical, I'm not saying it was like violence, but there was something physical that was involved there, wasn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
See, because your dad says to me about there was physical that was involved, and he wasn't very happy with that. But you put up with it for a long time, didn't you?
Yes, I did, and I kind of forgot, let it go, and forgave, and just stayed somewhat associated with friends with that person. Yeah, but I think that kind of cut my lines and broke my heart. He's right.
See, because your dad knows you, okay, and he's very, very close to your vibration. He says to me that it was very physical, and I know that I want to say that to you that no matter what, that he's going to support you from the spirit world, okay? So, you know, you're kind of worried about making the wrong decisions all the time, aren't you?
Yes, I think about it all the time. Before I make I try to think, oh, this is one reaction, or this is going to be the reaction, so I just keep myself from making decisions. I'm afraid I might be wrong.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. See, well, just know that your dad is there with you, okay, doing his best from where he is in the spirit world, okay? I know that they will always walk by the side of you. I know I need to move on, okay? So I'll say thank you very much.
He says I'm going to be okay, right?
Sorry? I missed that.
He said I'm going to be okay.
Most definitely, okay? But know that he'll always walk with you in the spirit world, okay? And he'll always walk by the side of you. And, you know, he'll always be there for that support and guidance, okay? Now, remember, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. Okay, and Nancy, thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you so, so much, and you're so wonderful. And thank you for doing this show to help us out. I really appreciate you.
The pleasure is all mine, you know. And, again, that's the whole reason why I'm doing the two shows, the Mike Spirit Psychic Medium Show on a Sunday and Spiritual Connections on a Thursday. It's because, you know, the calls keep coming in. And, you know, I'm happy to give the connections from the spirit world. So, you know, the thanks goes to you as well and to all the other callers. I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Mm.
Okay, I do believe that we have Jill online next. Jill, are you there with us?
Thank you.
Hi, and welcome to MikeSpirit.fm. How are you doing?
Good. My question is, I'm on the school board in my school district. We have a new superintendent. I'm seeing some problems with him. I'm having problems with my daughter's principal. When you say something to him, he doesn't like it. If you don't agree with him, he's filing a formal harassment complaint against me. And the state is having a problem with the school board, and they may remove us. Is that too big of a question?
Not really, but...
Okay.
But let me connect to the spirit world, as I always do, okay? And I always will do, okay? Because, you know, I never kind of give any information out to myself because, you know, who am I to give you information, isn't it? Okay, I always kind of rely upon the spirit world to give us any information that we need to be passed on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. See, now I know I'm becoming aware of a lady here that builds a vibration up here with me. And I know that this lady, see, the first thing she gives me is if she had difficulty with her hands and her wrists towards the end of her life. I know that she had difficulty in holding things, gripping hold of things. I believe that her legs gave her lots of trouble. I don't know whether it was arthritis this lady suffered with throughout her life because I know that all my limbs are aching here. I believe that she would have had so much difficulty in getting about towards the end of her life. I know that she'd rather have lots of assistance in this life as well of when she was yours because she makes you aware that there was lots of people that would have helped her before she passed. I know as I'm looking at this lady, she makes me aware that she would have been in her, I want to say in her mid-70s, if I'm honest with you, because she's making me aware 76.
My mother.
That's your mother, good, okay. Because I know I've got this lady here, as you say, it's your mother. I know I've got your mother that's connecting you with me from the spirit world, okay, that makes me aware to say to you that she is around your vibration. She understands of this problem, and it's like, would I be right in saying that this new person has come in to your workplace and kind of started throwing their weight around a little bit, is that right?
Yeah, I think he's deciding for himself what he wants to do and what he doesn't want to do.
Okay, because I know I want to say to you that I'm starting to throw my weight around a little bit, and it's like I want to put my own stamp on things. I want to make it my own. And would I be right in saying to you that it's like as if I want to alter things. I want to alter so much in my life right now that it's kind of, it just doesn't even make sense. So you'd understand that it doesn't make sense, is that right?
Okay, what doesn't make sense?
The changes, the alterations that's coming around. So whatever you foresee, there's a problem with in the way that they're running things. Okay, this new person. It doesn't make sense.
So what I'm seeing is correct.
Yes, okay. Because
okay.
In sense to you, how is it feasible then, okay, is the word I want to use, for it to kind of work in the way that this person wants it to work, okay? But I want to say that you know, instead of, because if I say to you that you're the kind of person that will stand up for what you believe in, that you will kind of, whatever's in front of you'll deal with it, tackle it head on. Okay, because I know I want to say that that's what you're doing right now, that you're dealing with it, and this person's not really listening to you, not paying any attention to you, and it's kind of winding you up a lot, isn't it? It's really playing in your mind, and it's almost as if you kind of want to, like, take hold of this person and maybe give them a shake and say, hey, listen, it's not the way it's done, okay? But I know that, okay, obviously we can't do that, okay? And please don't think that I'm saying to you that you must, because you mustn't, okay? Because that's not the right thing to do. Obviously, there's laws and everything else. So please don't take hold of that.
Right,
person.
I won't do that.
Good, okay? Because I want to say to you that, you know, it's going to go their way, okay? If I'm honest, David, it's going to go their way because they have final say. But, you know, it's like the old case of I told you so, okay? And I believe that you love, maybe that's the wrong word. When the need is there, if you could quite easily say, I told you so. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. See,
do you see me getting taken off the school board?
No. No.
No?
Okay, because what I was going to say there to you, it's almost like as if, you know, did you apply for that position?
I was elected.
You was elected, okay. See, because I know that there was something to do with, it's almost as if I want to say that that position could have been yours. Of where this new person has come in. So if you've been elected onto the school board, then that's fine. But I know I want to say that you have a good authority there. You have good people behind you. Use their strengths, because I know that they're good strengths to kind of use, okay? I know I want to say that you have a lot of support from the spirit world there. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if I say to you that, you know of when the spirit world connects with you, because you kind of feel the
yes.
vibration, feel the love, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if I say to you that of where you feel that vibration, you feel that love from the spirit world, now would it be right in saying that you're almost, it's like as if you can connect with them the same way that I connect with them, is that right?
Yes. What do you see happening with my daughter's principal? Are they going to see that he's a real jerk?
Right. One thing at a time. Let me finish one thing before I jump on to something else.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
No. Please don't be sorry, because I know. See, I have to go back to them, and by the time it comes back to me and back to you, sometimes it takes a little while. Okay. That's okay. Because I know I want to say that to you, okay? Where this. See, I believe that this person. This new person, this come into that job. I believe that they are gonna like fade out, okay. And as they fade out, that's where I know I want to say to you that like a new position will open up there for yourself again, because I want to move you on, because I know that you're able to connect with the spirit world. I know that you're able to do what I'm doing right now, and I know that you know when the spirit world is very, very close around your vibration there, okay. Now I'm being told. To tell you there about, see, your mum doesn't want me to leave her. She wants me to stay with her, and that's fine. So long as she's giving me information, then I'm happy to stay with her. But she says to me that, that there's lots of other things that she wants me to address here with you. And I know that you said to me about your daughter's principal, and I don't know if that's the thing I need to talk about, but... Would I be right in saying that it, okay, is it that your daughter's been accused for things?
Not this time, but when he was her principal a few years ago, yes.
Okay. Because I believe it's like being accused and, pointing the finger and, it's almost as if he's got it in for her then. Would that make sense to you?
That's how he is.
Okay. See, and again, it's like a red rag to a bull, isn't it? I don't mean that to come out the way you just did, but God, you just jumped straight in, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay, I don't mean to laugh, but it's like as if they just waving a red rag in front of a bull, and I can see the smoke coming from your nose, because I know, ooh, let me at him, okay? Because I know that's the way he makes me feel here. All right.
Yeah.
But I know I want to put this around you, and I know that I want to say that to you that, we kind of need to keep a cool head, okay? Now that was
okay.
Now, was it saying that there was like what happened? Is it like 3 months ago or 3 years ago? There's something to do with three.
Yes.
Okay. And you got yourself into a bit of trouble there with the principal. Is that right?
Right, because he has to retaliate.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay, so stick you two in a room and we got a nightmare. Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you that, that either 3 months ago or three years ago, it's something to do with three, it was a complete and utter, a terrible time, okay? A terrible ordeal, okay? But I know I want to say to you that, if we keep a cool head, it's like as if I want to not shock anyone, because that's the wrong word, but I know I want to say that you, it's like it's going to come through as like a shock to you, okay? Not to you, but to him, because you've kept your cool, okay? And that's what I want to say that you, Mum, keep your cool, because I know that your mum was that way in her character when she was here with us. She was very cool, calm, collected. But believe you me, when she lost it, she lost it.
Right. So he will, they'll start saying that he's a jerk.
Well, you know, that's not for me to say that, okay? But I know that you need to keep cool, keep calm, and it will shock
okay.
him. All right?
Okay.
I'm not going to say he's a jerk. I'm not going to say that he isn't, okay? But all I'm going to say that you, let's play the different person. Let's be cool, calm, and collective, okay? Because that's the way forward, okay? Because I know when you become cool, calm, and collected, and then it becomes a lot easier there for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay. See, you're not going to take my advice at all, are you?
Say that again.
I said you're not going to take my advice at all, are you?
Okay.
No, I said that you're not going to take my advice at all, are you? Because I've been told, your mom says to me, she's not going to listen.
I hope so, but you're right. I do need to be calm, cool, and collective. I know exactly what you're saying. You're right.
Good, okay. See, because your mom said to me, she wouldn't listen to you anyway.
Yeah, I am.
Good, okay, that's fine. Well, take care, love, okay? I know that
okay.
You're close to you, okay? And remembering, come on over to mikespirit.fm. It's a lovely it's a lovely website. We've got the archives in there. All you need to do is to click on the archives and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading a little bit later on today. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much for helping us.
Thank you. Pleasure's all mine. Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, and before I go to the next caller, I know I'm going to go to a short commercial break. I want to call out the numbers again, and I might do it a bit slower this time, because I know I'm looking in the chat room again, and I can see that people, particularly in the UK, need to understand that you need to put 001 in front of the number. So the number you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. So if you're calling from the UK or anywhere else outside of the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Don't forget to tune into MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard or 8 p.m. UK time. And listen to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, The People's Psychic.
Okay, and welcome back. I do believe that we have Floronda online next. I think I've got that right. Hi, are you there with us?
Ceylon?
That's it.
Hi.
Can you just repeat that again for me, please? What was your name?
Ceylon.
Ceylon, okay.
Yeah, no problem. Ceylon with an F as in Frank.
Okay, and can I ask you where you're calling from?
Chicago, Illinois.
Wonderful. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in here for?
Well, I was recently just involved, and I felt like I found my soulmate. I was in love with a man, and another young lady kind of came into the picture, and I don't know if she stole his heart or what have you, but they seem to be involved now. And I wonder if my guides or if my ancestors can give me some advice on how to deal with the situation, because I'm going to see him next weekend. We have scheduled to attend a spiritual workshop together, and we're planning on driving from Chicago to Los Angeles at the end of the year. And so I'm wondering, should I just cut all ties off with him? Or should I just let him be with this other young lady and just be friends with him?
Okay. Bear me a second now while I make my link to the spirit world. Okay. I'm going to see where we're going. Is that okay for you? There's a gentleman that's just come around my vibration. Okay. And I know that this gentleman would link certainly towards your dad's side of your family, because he connects me to your dad's side of the family. I know of when he was here with us as well, that he makes you aware that he carried quite a bit of weight with him before he passed on to the spirit world. He tells me that it wasn't his fault. Okay, now what he means by that was that he wasn't able to move around much towards the end of his life. He says, it wasn't my fault, it was the conditions that he carried.
What wasn't his fault?
Because he wasn't able to move around much, okay? That's what he tells me a minute, okay? It wasn't his fault. He had to, okay?
It wasn't my relative's fault or the guy that I fell in love with?
No. The person I'm connecting to in the spirit world, which would be one of your relatives on your dad's side, okay? As I said to you, that he would be quite a well-built gentleman. He carried a bit of weight with him before he passed on to the spirit world. He was quite restricted, quite confined before he passed as well. Okay. I believe that I want to teach you that he was sat in a chair towards the end of his life, and I believe that's where he would have stayed. Okay. He's quite rounded in his features, so I know that that's the way he comes forward to. So do you understand of a gentleman who would have passed on to the spirit world on your dad's side that would have looked like that?
My dad passed away a couple of years ago, and his brother passed away after that.
Okay. So which one of them, was it your dad or was it your dad's brother that was quite a well-built man?
A well-built?
Yes.
I think both. I'll probably say my dad then. Because my uncle, I think they were about the same kind of frame and same size.
Okay. So don't tell me any more now. Okay, cause it's up to me to give you the information to find out who he is. Now, I know as well that he makes me aware to say to you that I believe it's like a cancer kind of a condition this man carried, okay? But I believe it wasn't recognized until more towards the ending of his life, because he makes me aware that the cancer took over, okay? And by the time it was recognized, it was a little... That's your dad's. That's okay. Because I know this is... Okay. Because I know this is the gentleman that I have got here with me, okay? And, you know, as your dad is with me then, okay, he's the one I'm going to ask the same question that you asked me in the beginning of what to do and where to go, okay? Now, he says to me there that... okay. Now, your dad was very sympathetic when he was here with us. Is that right?
Yes.
And if I said to you that your dad didn't really want to interfere in your life or anybody else's life, he just wanted to get on with his own life, is that right?
Yes.
Now, your dad tells me here that for some reason, okay, that he says to me that if we just leave it, it's going to fizzle out anyway, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that it's very, very new?
What's very new?
To do with this gentleman that you're talking about, should you leave it or should you just pull away from him?
Right.
Okay, it's very new, okay? So if I said to you, if we just leave it for now, okay?
Oh, you mean it's relationship new?
Yes.
The level that we have gone through, like, as far as me, like, feeling the way that I feel about him, that's fairly new. I kind of was like him in the beginning, but recently I kind of just, like, fell in love with him, I think. And now it's been, like, it's gone, like, he's with another woman.
Okay, well, I'm being told by your dad, okay, that he doesn't want to interfere and he doesn't want nobody else to interfere with anything that's going on in your life or anything that's going on within anybody else's life either, okay? He just wants to see as if, let's let them get on with it, okay? Because by letting them get on with it, then it will either come right or it will, like, fade away, because that's what I want to put around your vibration, okay? So no, I want to say that to you that if we pull away a bit, if we... See, the more that we pull away, I believe that the more I want to say that to you, that that's when you will realize, or that's when he will realize of what we mean there. Okay, does that help you a little bit?
The more that I pull away?
Yes.
The more that I pull away from trying to reach out to my dad, or the more that I pull away from this guy?
No, the more that you pull away from this guy, okay, I believe that your dad will come closer there to you and will kind of help you a bit more in your vibration.
Oh, okay, so my dad is saying that he doesn't want to interfere.
Exactly, okay. And I believe that, you know, if he just leaves you alone, okay, if he just, I don't mean like leaves you alone, he doesn't want to interfere, okay, he doesn't want to, he just wants you to get on with things, but he wants me to say that you would just leave it. If it's meant to be, it will be, okay? Let's not try and push things, let's not try and dwell upon things, let's just have it the way it's meant to be. Okay, does that help you?
Yes, it does. So, if I just go with the flow of things and not expect anything, that my dad will come closer to me?
Yeah. I'm not saying that that's the only reason your dad will come closer, mind. Okay, please don't get me wrong. Okay, what your dad means is that, you know, he's... I'm not saying that he's not close, because he is close to you, okay, because he's made his connection here today with us, okay? But what your dad wants me to say to you is that he doesn't want to interfere with anything that goes on in your life. He doesn't want to interfere in anybody else's life, okay? But he says, kind of, he's always going to be there for you, okay? Send him a thought in the spirit world and he will do his best there for you, okay? But he's not going to interfere with anybody else's lives. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, I can't go on and I can't go on anymore with it because he doesn't want me to. Okay, because he says to me, "No, I just tell her I'm here, and that's enough."
Oh, goodness gracious! Okay, just my dad, or is it my mom too? Because my mom is deceased as well. Is there any other? Thank you, Dad. Thank you.
Now, was it that your mum, the past? I'm aware of my head here. Let me try.
They
and
both
get
had you. The cancer.
Okay.
They both had cancer, and they both. My mom died first.
Please don't tell me no more.
My dad.
Okay, please don't tell me no more because I want her to tell me the information. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So that's okay because see the way I work with the spirit world, I want them to tell me. Because then it becomes very evidential for you when you understand it, okay? And that's the way that I believe, and this is my own personal opinion, that's the way I believe this thing should work. If I'm able to connect to the spirit world, then connect with them, I will, okay? And give you the information, not expect you to give me anything at all, because that wouldn't be right, okay? But I know I got this lady here with me. She said I wanted to give me something else now, apart from cancer, and to clarify her. Now, would I be right in saying to you that if this is your mum that I'm feeling, your mum was quite slight of the build, is that right?
She was small, like skinny?
Yes.
Not really.
Okay. So would you understand if I said to you that your mum lost a bit of weight before she passed as well?
Yes.
Okay. And that's what made her very small. Because I know I remember what they want to say to you that she see because she shows herself to me just before she passed. Now your mum, she would have went in the hospital, is that right? She was in the hospital when she passed, is that right?
Actually she was at my grandmother's house. They had her where the nurse would come to the house. She was on hospice, what they call hospice, where she died in a hospital bed. The hospital bed was inside of the house.
Okay. So there would have been doctors, nurses, whoever back and forth then, is that right?
Nurses, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. See, because I'm aware of machinery that beeps in the background, which symbolizes it's me hospital. So she would have had the nurses that would have been back and forth, and there would have been a hospital bed in the home, and I'm happy with that, okay? Because I know that's what she makes me aware to say that you. Now, if I said to you that your mum, again, was very sympathetic when she was with us, very similar to your dad, was always there for us, was always a support, always ready for to take on any challenge that was thrown at her. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I know that that's the way she comes through to me right now, and I believe I want to say that to you that she wants me to say to you that it's like you believe that you have a big challenge in your life right now. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me that you feel as if you're as if you have to do it all on your own. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I want to say to you that you know it's not about doing it all on your own. Okay. She is there with you in the spirit world. She's trying to connect there with you. Now, sometimes it's difficult if we can't see them, feel them, hear them, sense them. It's always difficult, isn't it? Okay. But I know that I want to say that you, that your mum is around your vibration, doing her best there for you, okay, from where she is in the spirit world, okay?
So how do I connect with them more?
Okay, now, see, to answer that question, I always use a method of, like, meditation. So do you know anything about meditation?
Yes, I meditate. Okay. I've been meditating for the past week now, in the mornings, early in the morning.
Okay. If it's only for the past week that you've been doing that, then keep her up, okay? Because I know when we meditate, we go into, like, a quiet, calming place, don't we? Okay, and when she's in that quiet, calming place, that's when the spirit world is able to make a connection there with us. So if you want them to connect with your mum more, try and relax your mind. Allow them to come in, because that's the way that they will do that, is just come into the vibration very slowly, very gently. Now, I want to say that your mum is for always around you anyway, okay? And she says to me that she keeps trying to prove her existence to you. So if I went into your home, I would find all sorts of, like, I'm going to say, like, activity that happens around your home. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
See, and if I said to you that you kind of put it down to, like, blaming everybody else, you kind of put it down to other people, you kind of, like, maybe not accused, but pointing the finger at someone else. You know, it's somebody else doing it. It can't be nobody else. Can you understand that? Do you find that when you put things down, it's not where you left it?
Oh, yeah.
See, and that's the kind of thing that you're blaming other people for, isn't it?
I just think that it's my own memory. Like, my memory must be going bad. Like, where are my keys? Or where is this? Where did I put this?
Because I'm being told that, you know, I'm not saying the spirit world is doing that, mind, okay? Far from the word, and I never blame the spirit world for those kind of things. But I know I want to say that you know, when this happens, know that the spirit world is around you, okay? And it's their way of saying to you that they're around your vibration, okay? I know I have to move on here, okay?
Okay.
I will say,
all right.
Thank you very much for calling, and remember, come on over to my
so
spirit. And you can have a copy of that reading, Mark, a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now, bye. Okay. I do believe that we have Wendy online next day. Wendy, are you there with us?
Yes, hi, Mike. Thank you so much for taking my call.
That's okay. The pleasure is all ours. And what was the reason that you called in here for, Wendy?
Well, I'm hoping to connect with somebody very special that has passed on the other side, and I guess if he has clarity on relationships for me, that would be great, or any messages.
Okay. Now, bear with me a second, okay, because let me try and connect it. See, I'm not going to say to you that I can guarantee that I can connect with this man for you, because I can't, okay? The only thing I can do is offer myself to the spirit world and we'll see who comes through. Is that okay?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, I'm feeling a great deal of sadness that comes around me at the minute. I feel like sadness. I feel as if I want to like be depressed for some reason here. So I know that these conditions would link to someone in the spirit world. I believe I want to say to you that the sadness comes from because somebody's life was ended very, very quickly when they passed on to the spirit world. I do believe as if I want to say to you that whoever this person is not very old when he went into the world of spirit. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, in 60s, so that's not real old.
Okay. And would this person be your dad, is that right?
No.
Okay, so they're feeling dad for some reason. So would you understand your dad for me in the spirit world anyway?
He passed away on Father's Day, and he was very close to me.
Okay. But that's not the one that you wanted to come to, is it?
No, that's who I'm thinking of. He was in his 60s and he passed on Father's Day. He wasn't that old. My father is still living.
Okay, that's fine. Because then I've got this gentleman here with me that makes you aware that, you know, he's not very old. He passed quickly onto the spirit world. And I know that he's quite close there too. So you just said your father is still here with us, so it's not your dad. So it would be somebody that's close to you. It would have been like a love kind of connection there. Is that right?
Right.
I don't know, Wendy, but he makes me aware to say here to you that whether this been like an accident that would have took this man home to the spirit world, because I believe it's like, I'm not meant to be here. Would you understand that I'm not meant to be here?
It could be a friend that fell asleep in his car with carbon monoxide poisoning that would have been in his... about mid-50s when that happened.
Okay. Because I know that I want to say to you that it's like almost as if I'm not meant to be here. Okay, I'm not meant to be in the spirit world. I'm meant to be still in this life. And I know as this man connects you with me, see, he wants me to say to you that I don't know, it makes me feel all disorientated, yeah. I know you just said that he fell asleep in his car, okay? But did he try and make, like, an effort of getting out or something? He couldn't get out to the car?
There was a storm warning. A storm had hit suddenly in his heater. He was staying in his van. And his heater that was inside had quit working, and so he started the vehicle. And from what I gather, he had fallen asleep.
Okay. Because it's like I'm trying to scramble my way out, and I can't get out. And I believe that's how I want to bring him through here with you, okay? Okay, that's fine. If you didn't know, then there's no way of you finding out, then that's fine, okay? But I know that this jumping is around my vibration here, and I believe I want to say that you... See, you are aware of the spirit yourself, and you understand about the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And if I say to you that... see, in somewhat way, I know that... See, I know that you're able to work with the spirit world. I'm not saying the way that I'm working with them, but there's certainly a connection there to do with you with, like, healing or something there. Is that right there, Wendy?
Right, I do healing work.
Okay. See, because I know I've been told about the healing work, and you feel lots of vibrations, you feel lots of love, you feel lots of energy, you feel lots of upliftment that comes at you. But if I sit you right now, you feel I need a little bit more. Does that make sense? That you need a bit more support from the spirit world or from those as closest to me, is that right?
That would be right.
Okay. Because I'm feeling a certain element of disappointment around me. Okay, so would you understand that you're a little bit disappointed with things that's happening in your life?
Yeah, I guess I didn't think I would be single as long as I have been. I've been divorced for 14 years, so maybe that's a disappointment.
Because I know I'm feeling disappointment. I'm feeling... is if you can be too harsh on yourself sometimes, can't you?
Yes.
And you are your own worst critic as well, aren't you? Because, I mean, so
yeah.
You are. And there's nobody worse than yourself, is there?
No. no.
I thought I was the only one like that, but okay. But I know I want to speak to you, know, that you're very critical of yourself. You're very, you know, if I say to you that you're the kind of person that will tell yourself off when you think, does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
It strips off yourself, bless you. Is that all right?
Yes.
It strips off yourself because I know I've been told you that, you know, that you're very harsh, you're very, but that's only because you believe, you know, that you, whatever you do, you have to do it right. Is that right?
Yeah, I have high standards, I guess, for myself and for others.
Okay, that's fine. Where's the move? Where's the move that's coming around you? So I don't know whether you're moving home or there's somebody moving closer to you or something, or you're moving closer to someone else. Because I believe that there's like a move that's going to bring someone together.
I don't have one planned right now.
Okay. And there's nobody moving closer to you then, is there?
No.
No, I know out in America, so it's see, in America, I'm sure it's called apartments, isn't it, when you got, like, flats. Is that right that you live in, like, an apartment then?
Yeah, I am in a, it's a regular house, but then they made two apartments underneath, and there is somebody moving out below me within a month.
Okay. Well, I know I need to say that to you about this. See, the spirit wouldn't come here and tell me this for nothing, okay? So if somebody's moving out, then obviously that would suggest somebody's moving in, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. See, and I know I want to say that to you that when somebody else moves in, then it's going to be a whole new story there for yourself, okay? Now, I want to say that you, let's let our guard down a little bit, okay? I'm not saying, you know, let it down completely, far from it, because you've made yourself to who you are and how you are right now, okay? But I want to say that if we let our guard down just a little bit here, Wendy, okay, then we will be able to take two steps forward, because that's what I want to put in front of you, okay? Let's take them two steps forward. Now, you kind of like dogs? I mean, told about dogs, is that right?
No, I don't. I've got a couple of cats. I'm not a big fan of dogs.
You're not a big fan of dogs. Okay. Well, I don't know. Well, I can see dogs that's running around you. Okay. And I'm not saying that there's loads of them, but I believe that that's connecting. Okay. So I know that, see, either that there's someone coming into your life that would be with a dog, or there would be someone that's coming into your life that would, I don't know, have a passion for dogs or something there. But I know I want to say that to you that, you know, when this you're going to recognize this person by a dog, okay? So when that happens, remember I've already told you about it.
Okay.
Hey, does that help you a bit there, Wendy?
Yeah, very much so. Thank you very much.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for calling. Remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM and have a copy of that reading of my account a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, I do believe that we have Anne online next. Anne, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here with you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
Yes, I'm good. I'm good. I had a question for you about, two things, but I'm going to go for the first one, depending upon your time. I know that I have abilities that are developing now, and I've been trying to figure out, just more for my own curiosity and family history. I believe it comes from my mother's side of the family. I wanted to see what you might see around me about that.
Okay. Let me make my connection here to the spirit world, Dan, okay, because that's where I'm going to get my information from, and we'll see where we go. Now, I know I'm seeing a lady here that's quite short, okay, and I'd say that she would be maybe around the 5'1", 5'2", maybe of her height of when she was here with us. I know that this lady would be a very slimly built lady, I want to say throughout her life and towards the end of her life. She makes it aware that she's from a large kind of family of when she was US, because I know that she tells me that her life is very busy, that she would have had that time. By the time it was time to clean up after one meal, it was time to start preparing the next. I know that she would have had to cater for quite a large kind of family there. I know that she makes it aware, that there wasn't much time in the day for herself. I believe that she was always on the go of when she was here with us. See, I believe that she wants to... See, she just puts her arms around me, okay, like a mum or a grandmother would do. I don't think that she's your mum, if I'm honest, David. I believe that she's maybe more your grandmother as she makes a connection here with me.
Okay, now, she believe that on my mother's side... See, I never met her, because my both of my sides of my family are from Ireland, from Northern Ireland.
Okay. Now, I believe that I want to say that you that, okay, and you didn't know anything about them, did you?
Not a lot, no. Okay. I know the last name, you know, my mother's last name and the woman's maiden name.
Okay.
And my father's side also.
Let me just give you what she gives me, okay, because if you didn't know nothing about them, just their names. I'm not going to, you know, even though if they give me a name, I will give it to you, but I'm not the one that's going to push for names, because to me, names are no proof of survival, okay? And what I'm doing now is proving to you that there's a continuation of life, okay, by giving you a demonstration of my mediumship. But I know I want to say to you that, see, if where you believe that you have abilities, will I be right in saying to you that they haven't been developed yet? Is that right?
That's correct. It's starting to become more pronounced.
Okay. Please don't tell me anymore, because I know it hasn't been developed, okay? Now, if I see that you're starting to see things every now and again, so you're starting to have like a visual sensation there now and again, is that right?
Yes, that's been going on for a while.
Okay, and that just comes in like fits and stages, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Because I know it's like coming in and going, and it's just like... as if I can't control it. It's not really, it's there, but I don't understand how it's there. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, she makes me aware to say here to you, okay, that sometimes it catches you unaware. So sometimes it catches you on the hop there sometimes, Anne. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, if I sit you here as well, that see that we've kind of heard somebody calling your name, so you've heard... somebody shouting, Anne. And
yes.
I mean, that's in the middle of the night that happens, doesn't it?
Probably.
Okay. Now, would I be right in saying that you've been woken up in the middle of the night as well? Now, whether it's by hearing your name?
I would say more that it's I'm aware. It's almost that I'm aware. It's like a white thing. It's like an atmosphere. I'm not visually seeing that, but there are times when I sensed it. And I know there's something around me right now. I can see it's like black dots. It's like a matrix. It's like a web.
Okay. See, now they obviously will be with you right now, because I'm able to connect with them. Okay. Being told here to say to you that, you know, the way forward there for yourself, okay, and I don't know if you have any local spiritual churches or where you live or somewhere where you can go and sit for development. But I know I want to say to you that maybe that's the best way forward, okay? Because I know I need to say to you that, you know, that's the way I developed my abilities, is when I learned how to control it, not let it control me. And that's what I want to put around you, okay? Learn to control it. Learn to understand it, okay? Obviously that there's an ability. Learn to exercise and to use it, okay? Because the more that we use it, it's like the old saying, isn't it? Practice makes perfect. I'll never be perfect at what I do, okay? And I never profess to even be perfect, because, you know, the minute I become perfect is probably the minute I'm going to pass on to the spirit world, and I've got a lot of years left in me, I hope, yet, okay? So, you know, I don't want to be perfect, and I really don't. But I know I want to say that you let it be worked, let it be exercised, okay? Now, I know I want to say to you that it's going to change. Okay, so if it's the visual that you're seeing, like black dots, like you just explained, like a matrixing, then that's fine, because it's energy, okay? And that's how I associate energy with it, and it comes in through, and it's like, you know, it's like something like out of a Star Wars film, isn't it? With all these stars and shooting things are going past us, That's how I would associate energy there with sometimes, okay? But I know I want to say to you that it's going to change from that, okay? Because it's going to come into a way that you're going to be able to understand it. Now, I know that, see, again, that you asked me about in your mum's family, would this go back in your mum's family? See, I know I would find someone in your mum's family that was able to link with the spirit world of when he was yours. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And if I said to you that there's a lady in your mum's family that was able to, like, deal with tarot cards, she was able to deal with, like, crystals, because I know that's what I'm aware of, okay? Tarot cards, crystals, energy, and so I know that lots of psychic stuff here, because, you know, I always associate tarot cards and crystals to be on a psychic level, unless we can prove where our messages are coming from, then that's when we become spiritual. Now, sometimes I use cards, I'm not using them tonight, and I don't think I ever have on the radio, man, I got to be honest. But sometimes I use cards because it's something that helps us to build a communication to the spirit world, okay? And right. These days, I'm honest with you, I only use them as like a workshop or a teaching course or something there, but I know that's what I want to put around you. Maybe use some tools to help you to connect, because I know that these people are in the spirit world. They're ready, willing and ready to help you and to guide you from where they are in this life. Do you have a problem with your leg then at the moment? Is it around your knee? Because I'm feeling like a quite numbness around my one knee.
In my left calf, yeah, I seem to be having something going on.
That's okay, because I know that that's where I'm aware of that thing. So I know that, again, you know, the spirit world, and particularly this lady, wants me to see to you that she's connecting there with you, and she understands that, okay? I'm not going to say you're going to have it back, because, you know, I never do say that. What I always say is, you know, if it's recognized in the spirit, I know that the healing's going that way anyway, okay? Now, I'm being told, see, okay, hang on a minute, 1 second. Would it be right in saying, yeah, Anne, that you're in the middle of, like, I want to make changes in your home? Are you decorating or are you moving things around in your home? Is that right?
I'm trying to clean, like, years of clutter and accumulation. Yeah, yeah. But I have a full-time job, so I'm fortunate about that.
Okay. Well, I understand the difficulties with that, because I have a full-time job as well. You know, I'm a builder. As well as doing my mediumship and as well as working on the radio and everything else. So, you know, I respect that. And I know, you know, sometimes it can be difficult to juggle everything all in one go. But no, you know, these people are around you, that they will do their best there for you. You keep on reaching out. You will get there, all right? There's lots of support, lots of upliftment there coming from the spirit world, okay? Do you understand where I'm going with all this?
Yes. Yeah. Now, do you see me hearing from an old boyfriend named Tommy? I was trying to find out about that. On he's alive on Earth, on this side.
Okay. Let me just ask these people. Okay. And, you know, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not getting anything with that, because I'm not. And that's because, you know, I've always said, you know, I don't want to be predicting things. I don't want to foresee things.
Right, right.
You know, I just want what's meant to happen to come through and just to work.
And I just wanted to clarify, are you saying the thing in my leg, is this person connecting with me, or that's just something that I have going on with my leg?
No, that's something that you've got going on with your leg. That's how that they recognize you at the moment. That's how they are proving to yourself that they are around your vibration.
Oh, okay. Because I had some nurse telling me it was dehydration. And I said, oh, I better be drinking more water. So now I see. Okay. Would the name Marianne mean anything? Because I was getting Marianne.
Well, for me.
For myself.
Oh, right. Maybe,
you think I'm reading. That's possible. I've done that with people who have read me. I get names.
Are you giving me a reading? Yeah, I thought it was the other way around.
I don't know, but maybe we're talking about maybe there was a traveler in the family that I'm not aware of. That could be another thing, too.
I don't know. Okay. See, again, I will only tell you what the spirit world tells me. You know, I'm not going to elaborate on anything. I'm not going to add anything. I'm not going to take any weight to exactly
the other thing that someone told me was that there's someone working with me, but that they are in Toronto, Canada, and this was a male. They described him as salt and pepper hair and a black handlebar mustache. And I said, I don't know of anybody in my family that would be in that area, but that doesn't mean anything, I guess.
Now, do you mean with somebody working with you, like a guide? Is that what you mean?
Yes. But I've never sensed this person before myself.
No. From my experience, okay, and I can only talk from my experience because you know I don't know how other people develop, and you know it's none of my business. But from my own experience, I know my guides have changed that many times over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I know who my guides are. Don't get me wrong. But they forever evolve, and the spirit world kind of grows with us. Our guides kind of grow with us. So as we move on, we kind of have a new guide that moves on with us, okay? Even though we may have like one or two that stay with us all the time, but I believe that my guides will keep evolving to the pace of where I'm able to work. So the further I go along my pathway, the new guides will come in at that time, okay? So maybe when you was told that, maybe there was somebody close to you, you know, as a guide back then. I'm not going to give you any guides now because guides are no proof of survival, okay? And
okay. When
I'm doing a reading, then that's the way that I look at it. I'm here to prove survival evidence to you, not to give you your guides. Your guides will come, and as I said, that they change, continuously change, but you will recognize your guides in whichever way, shape, or form that they want you to recognize them as. Because, you know, every time that I do a demonstration, every time I work on the radio, whatever I'm doing with the spirit world, I always ask my guide to come in and give me something that I recognize that guide with, okay? So you know, if you can try and develop that pattern, try and get a code or a description or something, if you have something off your guide, then that's how you will recognize them as they come in. Does that make sense, Jim?
Yes, that makes great sense. I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for calling. And remember, you know, come on over to mikespirit.fm and you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I say thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
I know that we have to go to a short commercial break now. Before we do so, I'm going to quickly just call out the numbers again. Remember, if you're outside the UK, outside the USA, it's 001. Or if you're inside the USA, it's 760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
You have a website? How is that working for your business needs? Is your company's website living up to its full potential and driving business to you? Are your customers finding you online? Chances are your website presence is lacking, and that is why Shape Web Designs can help. Shape Web Designs offers a wide range of services that just doesn't stop at web development. We are a full-service company with strategies that are proven to make your internet presence the best that it can be. Our team of online marketing specialists will work with you to provide you with the best marketing strategies custom tailored to your company's products and services. Customer service is number one here at Shape Web Designs. We live here in a very techno time. Don't be left behind with a website that is inadequate for your needs. Shape Web Designs, shaping a better tomorrow. Visit us at www.shapewebdesigns.com or call 616-844-0893 today.
Okay, and welcome back if you just joined us. Welcome, you're listening here to me, Mike Davis. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show. I know that we have Christine online. Christine, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. And yourself?
I'm great. Glad to be on.
Good. Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Christine?
I wanted to see, Mike, if you could connect to someone spirit realm who may be able to help me with some situations that have been going on or even have a message. Please.
Okay, bear with me a second while I make my link to the spirit world. Let me see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Thank you, yes.
Okay. Christine, I know that the first thing I'm become aware of, see here, I'm aware of, like, trauma is the word I want to use. Okay, I know I've got a lady that would have passed on to the spirit world, tells me that it was very traumatic when she passed on to the spirit world there, okay, that she would have been what's the right word? Disappointed is what I want to say as well, okay? She was disappointed in the I want to say the medical profession, if I can say that too, without me being offensive. So now I've got a lady that would have passed on to the spirit. Let me describe her to you because I know that I'm looking at this. She's quite slight in her features. She's quite slight of her build of her body. I know that she would have been quite a nice age. She tells me she's a nice age when she passed, whatever a nice age is, I don't know. But she says to me, I'm quite a nice age when I went. Even though I could have been here a little bit longer, said, but it was okay. Right? I know of where this traumatic comes in. I know of where this disappointment comes in. It's because she says to me, I've got to be careful sometimes. I nearly come out. Treated me for the wrong thing. Okay? Do you understand this?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Kind of a lady like that for me, yeah?
Yes, that's my Grandma Lucy. Yes.
Now, your grandmother was quite the character, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. And I think she was, you're right on with everything that you're saying, because she wanted, I don't want to get like, I know you don't like too much information, but it wasn't traumatic, but she was disappointed. She, you know, I'll let you try to pick some stuff up, but I'm going to let you go with it, but I know who it is. That's her, to a T.
Okay, because I know that's the way she comes through. And, you know, and like I just said, I got to be careful because sometimes it comes out. Oh, and it would have every now and again, okay? A bit of a colourful words would have come out every now and again. Not often, but just now and again. And particularly when she got wound up, okay? Because she says to me about, they kind of wound her up because they it was wrong. And they shouldn't have done what they'd done. You know, they should have knew straight away because that's what they meant to know. And I know, you know, as she comes closer to you at the moment, she makes me feel as if I want to be a bit more bubbly in my character. Is, oh, come on, girl, get a bit of light into. You would understand why I would say to you, come on, girl, bring a bit of upliftment into. What's the matter with you? Because that's exactly what would come through, isn't it? And I know that, you know, there's been disappointment in your life of late that you feel disappointed about, okay? And you feel disappointed with someone in particular that you feel should be doing a little bit more for either the condition or for you, or is something they should be doing a bit more. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. See, and when she was with us, when your grandmother was with us, she would have been that way. Don't put up with a girl, okay? Because that's what she tells us. Don't put up with her. Make sure you put your foot down, okay? So whatever she means by that, I don't know. As long as you understand it, that's the important thing here, isn't it? And I completely understand because I want to say that you know from where she is at the minute that she sees that she wants a bit more support for you, she wants a bit more help for you, she wants a bit more guidance there for you. But what she wants me to say here too, that no matter what, that she will always walk by the side of you in doing what you're meant to be doing. Okay, so whatever the support thing is that is needed in your life, know that she's going to step in and kind of take over, if you want, for better words, okay? She says to me here that she's been trying to prove to you that she's in your life as well. So you'd understand there's been some kind of either like an activity that's going on there, or there's some kind of, you've been sensing her or something. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
I do. I've been sensing for the past couple of days that someone that loved me was around me, but I just couldn't figure out who it was.
Okay, because I know that's what she comes to say here to me, okay, that she's been trying to prove her existence to you. Now, she says to me about looking up on your wall, and okay, I hope she's right, because she says to me, you're looking at it right now. There's a photograph, you're looking at it right now. Is that right?
That's right. I don't know how people do this without crying. I really don't. You're so right on. Yeah, you're right.
And she's sitting right in front of you now. That's tilted to the one side, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah?
I'm just very overwhelmed. I mean, I don't see anything, but
that's okay.
You know, I sense it strongly.
Good. Okay. Because she says to me that she wants me to prove to you that she's in your life. And she wants me to show you that she's around your vibration, okay? Even though you feel disappointment by other people that's with you physically, by the people in the spirit world, she doesn't want you to be disappointed anymore, okay? Because she says to me that she's going to be by the side of you. In some way, take your hand, okay? Now, I know that the spirit world does do this sometimes. Take you by your hand and guide you along on the pathway, okay? So no matter what, she will always walk by the side of you. Now she says to me, "Don't go a minute, boy. There's other people here that wants to say hi to you." So
I don't know if anybody's been crying like this on your calls. I think that's great. But I know that when it's offering, I appreciate that in your time. But if I may ask her a question, and whenever she decides to answer it, or whoever wants to come through first, I took care of her before she died, and I feel like I failed her, and I need to know if she's okay with how things were.
Okay, don't tell me no more. Okay. I want her to prove to me now that she understands that, okay? You would have taken her hand before she passed home to the spirit world because she's offering her hand to me right now. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. See, and she says here to me, she says, you told her that there's lots of love that you said to her, I love you, go on into the light. Is that right?
That's correct.
She says she followed your advice, okay?
And it was, she sure did.
Okay, very shortly after, she passed on to the spirit world, okay? I believe it was like minutes or seconds later. It wasn't long after she passed on to the spirit world, okay? Now, she tells me here that she wants me to say to you that you've got to stop being silly, okay? Now, what I mean by that? You've done what you've done, and you've done it to the best of your abilities, Devita. Is that right?
Yes, I hope so.
You physically, emotionally couldn't do any more for her. Okay, she says to me that you was there with her all of the time. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. See, she makes me tingle all over my body here now, and I know that's the feeling that she gives you. So would I be right in saying that that's the feeling that you have every time you think of her, or every time you feel she's close to you, is that right?
That's correct.
She says to me here that, and she makes me feel as if I'm tingling all over my body here. Now, I know that, I really don't want to upset you, and I can hear that there's lots of emotion there, okay? But I know I want to say to you that she's always going to be in your life. She says to me that I love you too, okay? So you must have just told her that you love her, is that right?
That's right.
So you either muttered that under your breath, or you've just whispered to her, I love you, okay? Because she says, I love you too, okay? And she says, it's never stopped, okay? Know that she thanks quite greatly and dearly, okay? I know I have to come to a close because I know my show is almost over. Okay. Does that help you a bit there, Christine?
Oh, definitely, Mike. Thank you so much. It's a great confirmation. I needed it for a long time. Thank you.
Okay. Well, know that she comes with an abundance of love, okay, and with love that comes healing and upliftment, okay? I'll say thank you very much for calling. Remember, come on over to FM, and I'll do that reading in my archives a little bit later on. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we're almost at the end of the show here, everyone. Thank you very much for tuning in. Don't forget, the captain will be up in just about half hour. But remembering, before we go, I want to tell you all about next week. We're going to stick with the USA time. Go back this Sunday, so the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show will be on an hour earlier in the UK time. The USA time will stay the same. The UK time, it's going to be an hour earlier. For me, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Enjoy the show. We are live every Thursday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. UK,
1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Remember, you can always log into our chat rooms during the show to ask Mike a question. Or find Mike on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium. Okay, that's it for now. Catch you next week, same time, same station. Here on MikeSpirit.fm.